Let's head over to the KRDO Newsline now, joined by Ken Landau, voice of your CC Tigers, as the Tigers gearing up for another road series, this time in the Valley of the Sun. Ken, how's it going in Tempe?
Well, it's sunny, it's warm, it's Tempe, but it's a hockey weekend, and you put the warm sunshine and palm trees out of your mind, and you focus on the task at hand, and that's beating Arizona State twice this weekend.
Absolutely. And when it comes to beating Arizona State, what is the key to getting the Tigers back on the right side and getting the win over the Sun Devils?
I think it's attention to detail. I think it's playing Tiger hockey. I think maybe the team got away from that a little bit at St. Lawrence last weekend. But just getting back to basics and playing the kind of hockey that this group knows they can have success with. And you block out the distractions. And certainly coming off of last weekend, there's plenty of motivation to get back to, you know, playing a simple game, simple road game, and taking control early against Arizona State.
And what have we seen out of Arizona State in the early half of the season?
Well, they're a team that's 2-4. They were swept at Minnesota Duluth to open the season. They split their last two weekends. They finally played a home game a week ago today against Colgate. They won that game 2-0, but they turned around the next night and they lost 4-0. So, you know, they're a team that is kind of learning about themselves right now. But they won't be an easy opponent for the Tigers by any means.
Absolutely. And, you know, looking at this weekend's matchup and even starting tonight, we know it's obviously easy to say let's lean on the veterans to come back and really lead the team back to where they should be. But is that the case today, or do you think this might be another game where we saw even, you know, this last homestand here in the Springs against Alaska Anchorage where some of the new guys like Laba really might show up?
Well, I think it's, you know, everybody has to show up. You can't rely on just your senior leadership group or hope that the freshmen are contributing out, you know, in an outsized number vis-a-vis the number of freshmen there are on the team. What you want is you want all 20 guys. You want all four lines going, all three pairs of defensemen doing their job, and I think we'll see that Friday night.
Absolutely. Again, it'll be a great weekend of hockey tonight, tomorrow night, both games right here on KRDO News Radio. Coverage starts at 7:30 with Ken. Can't wait to talk to you tonight on the pregame.
Looking forward to it. Go Tigers.